thus far, we have gotten over 9 million returns. We anticipate another 1.3 million or so returns still to come in. So most New Yorkers have come in and gotten their taxes. Some came in advance of that April 15th deadline. But then, of course, because of the pandemic, the deadline was extended to July 15th. So we have another couple days left. And in those days, we expect around 1.3 million to come in.
Do the same rules apply? Can you still file for an extension like you can usually in April? And if you're late, are you going to face the same penalties?
Yep, that's exactly right. So basically, imagine the April 15th deadline and all the rules that apply at April 15th, and then just replace the word April with the word July. So if you can come in and get your return done, that is very advisable. We are issuing refunds. We've issued about $6 billion worth of refunds thus far to around 6 million taxpayers, and we expect more to go out the door.
The three-month extension for filing the income taxes has really affected the state's already strained finances, right? Because the expected money for payments didn't come in April. What has been the effects?
Well, that's exactly right. Because of that April 15th income tax filing deadline, the state does receive billions of dollars in April, and that revenue was deferred out until July. So just all the more reason, you know, never perhaps has it been more important to meet your civic obligation and now and come in and get your taxes done, because the state really is relying on the revenue from its personal income tax filers.
And we also know tax collections have been down because of the COVID-related economic shutdown. Do you have any numbers on how far down the revenue collections are and which industries have been most impacted?
Well, you know, the state comptroller puts out monthly revenue reports, and so his update will come in the middle of July. So I'll defer to the comptroller on the official numbers. But certainly we have seen an impact economically on revenue collections statewide. I think some of the industries you might expect in the context of this global pandemic have been particularly hard hit. Hotels, bars and restaurants, retail, and then of course you've had offsetting impacts like an increase in e-commerce with a lot of the state's residents buying their goods and services online. So it has been quite a dramatic impact, and it highlights, I think, the importance, as the governor has continually emphasized, of the federal government coming in and stepping up and meeting its obligation to support the states and critical state services during this time.